Swallowing Grandma by Kate Long. Read by Claire Corbett and Ruth Sillers.
Chapter 1. Dugman turned up on our doorstep at 9 o'clock sharp, wolfhound in tow.
"You'll love me,"
he said.
"I've brought you a crevice tool."
"Let him in,"
yelled Paul from the kitchen. He rustled past in his grubby mac and I pressed my back to the wall in case he brushed against me. The dog sniffed my crutch, then trotted on.
"Here you are,"
he said, rooting in one of his plastic bags and pulling out the crevice tool for me to admire. It's true. I had been wanting one for about 6 months. Ours had disappeared. Probably Paul threw it out by accident. We lose a lot of stuff that way. Paul marched in and snatched it out of Dogman's hand. She felt it carefully all over, then took it over to the standard lamp to peer at it in the light.
"Well, aren't you lucky, Catherine Miller? She's always moaning about dog ears. Winston sheds all summer and all winter. It's a wonder he ain't bald. Say thank you. Where did you get it, Dickie? Got a boot?"
Dogman grinned.
"I found it."
Nicked it, more like. Paul handed it over to me, and I squinted at the maker's mark.
"But it's the wrong brand," I said. "This is off a Dyson. We have a Lavia. It won't fit."
"Get away,"
said Dogman.
"Bit of duct tape on the end of your tube, it'll be fine."
I could have inserted the tool into his mouth, Tom and Jerry style. "Are you seriously expecting me to start mauling with duct tape every time I want to use the thing? Putting it on and taking it off? I'm not going through that performance." I dropped the tool onto the settee. If Paul wanted to claim it, she could do the hoovering herself. Paul tutted, and Dogman shook his head sorrowfully.
"Young people..."